The State of Food and Agriculture Report for 2014 has been released by FAO. This year's topic, Innovation in Family Farming. There are more than 570 million farms in the world. More than 500 million of those are family-run farms. While the United Nations has declared 2014 as the International Year of Family Farming, the topic is garnering even more attention as new research and analysis emerge about the role of family farmers in global food security. However, as this latest report acknowledges, definitions of family farming and how to tackle the challenges facing family farmers is quite complex. To explain more is Jacob Skoot, an economist with FAO's Agricultural Development Economics Division in Rome. Mr. Skoot, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Let's start by discussing how the world defines family farming. According to FAO, what can be considered a small farm?
Well, first of all, we started looking into the issue of, you know, how many family farms are there in the world, where they're located, etc. And not very much is really known about it. So we tried to look into a bit of data if we could get some idea of these family farms. The complication is there's no universal definition. Some countries have their own national definitions, there are other definitions, etc. So it was difficult to get to grips with. But we based ourselves on two basic criteria, that the farm has to be run by a family and has to use mainly family labor. So based on that type of criteria, looking at agricultural census, we came up with an estimate that actually more than 9 out of 10 of the world's 570 million farms are family farms. So that makes for more than 500 million. Obviously, these farms, this large group of farms, are very diverse in terms of different things, in terms of size. Some family farms can actually be quite large, specifically in this, especially in the high-income countries, upper-middle-income countries, etc. But most of them are actually very small. But what constitutes a small farm? That's also a tricky question, because that depends very much on context. What is large in Bangladesh may be very small in Argentina, because the farming systems are completely different. But if you look at, let's say, 1 hectare cutoff point, actually we found that 72% of the world's farms are actually smaller than 1 hectare. You add the group up to 2 hectares, you get this percentage of 84%. So most of the world's family farms are actually very, very small. However, especially in high-income countries, most of the land is really occupied by much larger farms. In the lower-income countries, lower-middle-income countries, small farms up to and medium-sized farms are really occupy most of the farmland. So these farms are really important for food security, for ensuring sustainability, and for poverty reduction. And we need to focus really much more strongly on these farms and help them innovate so we can meet the challenges we face today.
How does this broad definition of family farms pose a challenge if we're trying to stimulate innovation?
Well, let me just emphasize once more that innovation is really critical. Innovation is not just about technology transfer. It's about doing things differently, improving the way you manage your farm, improving the production methods. This can mean new technologies. It also may be learning from other farmers a better way of doing things. It's a much, much, much broader concept. And farmers need to be supported in innovating, and governments need to set up the policy instruments, mechanisms to facilitate this type of process. Now, the challenge is that, obviously, that the family farm category is so diverse. You don't have a one-size-fits-all solution. You have to have specific solutions for specific countries, specific context, and each government has to come up with the type of solutions that suit their needs and their family farmers in the different circumstances in which they find themselves. And that's a major challenge.
What other challenges are there?
Well, I think one big challenge for many family farms, especially smaller ones in marginal areas, is that of access to markets. Many of them produce mainly for their own consumption. Many of them have potential for commercial production if they get the right support and they have the opportunities to do so. For this, access to markets to sell their produce is fundamental. If you have this access to markets, you have a much, much, much stronger incentive to innovate and improve your production method. So that's a key challenge, the underlying thing that you need to get right. And it helps also other policy interventions become much more effective.
And how does FAO propose to support family farmers?
Well, if we talk about innovation, I think there are some key areas that you need to focus on. One is certainly investing in agricultural research. A lot of countries need to invest significantly more in agricultural research. It's been shown to be one of the most effective ways of reducing rural poverty. There are very high returns to public investment in agricultural research. Many countries need to do much, much more about it. But they also need to involve their farmers more effectively in the research efforts to the specific needs of the farmers in their specific conditions and circumstances, agroecological context, etc. So Another area that is crucial is agricultural extension, rural advisory services, where countries need to spend much, much more. Participatory approach is also a very important dimension to ensure that the type of advice, the options they get, are things that really suit their needs. And last but not least, we have to focus on promoting innovation capacity more broadly. This has to do with the capacity of people, organizations to innovate. This means focusing more on education, training, creating linkages and networks between various between farmers, extensionists, researchers, value chains, etc., which is a major challenge. It's very important, especially ensuring that women are actually engaged in this. Women are too often left behind. Engaging women more active in this in innovation processes could have a major impact on agricultural productivity. One key issue and one key word, I think, is participatory. We need to make sure that many of the things that we do, agricultural research, extension, etc., is much, much more participatory. Producers' organizations and other community-based organizations can play a key role in this. Working with them, you can ensure that farmers' voices are heard, that their needs are met. You can create more effective linkages with farmers, researchers, extensionists, and markets. And they can also play a key role in ensuring a voice for farmers in national policymaking, where small family farmers often don't have the voice they need to have. Family farms are key because they occupy most of the world's farmland. We have to work with them to make sure that we can address these challenges effectively in the future.